Really just doing it for the recording. I don't think anybody's texting. I wanted to talk today. I mentioned in the text. I want to talk today, even though it really belongs to Lamed Vav, but we're not finished Lamed Hey. Since we were talking about yesterday about the Ramban, and there's an issue that really plugs back to the issues we were talking about at the beginning of the Limud. I want to have a davar shalom and talk it through because I saw an interesting thing. And then in Mitzvah Shem, tomorrow, maybe today we'll still get to it, I'm not sure, but tomorrow tomorrow and Thursday we'll do Lamed Hey at the base and sing of Matzah Shel Tevel Beit. So we'll start like this. We raised a problem at the very beginning of the Torah. I mean, at the very beginning of the Limud. We have in the Gemara several things that the Gemara was after in the Hekesh from the Pasuk in Re'eh. She was Yom L'Sechel of Chomet, She was Yom L'Sechel of Matzah Lechamayni. So the Gemara sets up a Hekesh between L'Sechel of Chomet and Shivas Yom L'Sechel of Matzah. First of all, the definition of what medium you're Yaitzei Chavis Matzah. It has to be Dabar Abol Dechimutz as opposed to Eretz V'Dechim. So that's number one. And then the way we have a limud for that matzah shira, there's no sechomets that got shot down, but Rapopet had such a tzat. And then the bottom of Lamed Hey in the base, we have Rav Shimon says, how do you know that you're not going to see with matzah shil tel, matzah shil isa? Because he dashes that Mishi Sui Mishum Bal Tel Chomets, Yotze Zeshi Sui Mishum Bal Mishum Tel. That since Rav Shimon knows that any sechal isa, this is Rashi already in the Mishnah book. That the reason why you're not yaitzei with the matzah shel iser is because of this gzeirah kosa. The circle of chomet shivas yom tefel of matzahs. You only yaitzei chayvus matzah with the matzah that has an iser chomet if it will become a chomet. But a matzah shel tevel, even if it will become chomet, wouldn't have an iser chomet because the iser chomet wouldn't be chal on the iser tevel. So also from this limud, we're learning out halachas from this hekesh. So we raise the question: shivas yom tefel matzahs l'chayr is not a mitzvah at all. The Gemara says, "Look, chaf, it's just a rishus. There's no mitzvah to eat matzah 7 days. You don't have to eat matzah at all. You don't have to eat. There's no. It's a rishus. You don't. So how are we learning out? L'chayra b'pshuta, it's just an iser. The normal assumption is the maximum. It's an iser essay. It's an iser not to eat chametz. Like I say, l'techelu. It's not a mitzvah to eat matzah. It's an iser to eat chametz. So it's not a pasuk about mitzvahs matzah at all." Appearance is notwithstanding, even though it sounds like a pasuk about mitzvahs matzah. But the lesson could talk that it's not true. There's no mitzvah of shivas yom matzahs techelu. You're not allowed to have chametz. So it doesn't say this pasuk anything about mitzvahs matzah. So how does this hekesh even work? How are you learning out from this pasuk which things are what meaning are good for matzah and that a matzah shall issur, you're not yotzei chayvus matzah. Where does it say in this pasuk anything about chayvus matzah? And then we also were grappling. Some of this is ground that we already covered, but I wanted to make it today a davar shalom because I saw more, and there's a very important removing nil. And Lamed Vav, it's also very, has a big hashlachas over here. Then we also grappling with this pshuta shalikah. How do we the pasuk? Shivas yamim teichel matzis lechem ayni. Keep a key puzzle and you saw some shayim and so on. What lechem ayni? There's a din, you don't have, and lechem ayni, the Gemara learns, means not matzah shira, it's my matzah shira. What's this, 7 days? There's no din, you're not allowed to matzah shira for 7 days. The most of the Farish and Lamed Vav, that Rabbi Akiva was dashing lechem ayni to be my matzah shira, it's only Yom Tovishin, Hashem means only the kezayis of matzah. But the rest of Pesach, you're allowed to eat matzah shira. So what does the pasuk mean? Shivas yom teichul matzis lechem ayni. If it said the erev teichul matzis, which is the pasuk of Allah say there, and if there it said the erev teichul matzis lechem ayni, so that would be good. But it's not in the right place. It's shivas yom teichul matzis, talking about the rest of Pesach when you're allowed to eat matzah shira, and you don't have to eat matzah at all, b'chal. And if you do, you could have matzah shira, and it's like no rules because you just don't have chametz. So what's the pasuk over there saying? What does it mean in context to say lechem ayni to be my matzah shir? So one possibility, and maybe this would be enough for this problem, is that there's Rabbeinu Chananel. Rabbeinu Chananel says, the Gemara has two drushes from Lechem Ayin. It has a drush of Lechem She'ainim Olav Varm Habit. Shmuel's drasha, lechem sha'inim ala dvarim habit. That on the it's the that you say in it, the Haggadah and so on. And then we have Rabbi Kiva's drasha, that lechem ayini patra matzah shiur. Shutri, these are two different drashas. Rabbi Chananel puts them together. He says that Rabbi Kiva only required, only was makben and matzah shiur the first day, because the din of lechem ayini that's been made matzah shiur is only this man that it's Oynim Olav Dvarim Habit. And he adds a very fascinating lesson. This Lam Dvarim Gun Alev. He's going in the Gemara. The Gemara says that Matzah Shiur is only Yom Tov Rishon. The lesson was that Ein lesson that you're not allowed to be, you're not supposed to be lost with the Ayin Hashem and the Vasco and Matzah Shiur. The Gemara says that when Rabbi Akiva, Gemara says stira. Rabbi Akiva said that prat le'isus shemilay should be ayin v'shem and v'vash, because the matzah shiur lechamayni prat le'isus shemilay should be ayin v'shem and v'vash. Rabbi Akiva himself said shifti hayisi that I spent Shabbos by my rabbein, by Rabbi Lezen and Bishua, and I was losh and isu with the ayin v'shem and v'vash for the amuli dover, and it seemed to be okay. So I said I'll be on to fish and I'll be on to shank. So Pashat Shari means for Matzah's Mitzvah, you need Lechem Ayini. But for the rest of Pesach, you don't have to have Lechem Ayini. So the Lashon of Yom Tov Rishon and Yom Tov Sheni, the Chari is Lav Dafka, Rashi himself already says, Yom Tov Rishon means Lela Seder. The Chari not only Lela Seder, even though Rashi doesn't say this much, the Chari Rashi means Lela Seder and the Kazayas in Matzah's Mitzvah. If during the meal you want to have Matzah Shira, that's not a problem. But for the Matzah's Mitzvah, so Lashon of the word is a little Lav Dafka, I'll be Yom Tov Rishon, I'll be Yom Tov Sheni. Not really Yom Tov Rishon, it's the Kazayas of Matzah's Mitzvah. Poshikshad, meanwhile, is that that's the Yom Tov Rishon's Lav Dafka. So the, and Rabbi Nachanan says that we asked Master Shir of Yom Tov, Yom Tov Rishon Lavad, this man she oinim achar dvorim, choinim achar dvorim, veim ha'ar godo, she'omar matzah zushan oitlin al shumo, osir oisiz man lethal matzah shir, ve'inin oinim. It's an interesting thing. He focuses in Lechem Shalom Dvarim Habit. What's Dvarim Habit? Rashi says the Haggadah and the Hal. But Rebbe Melech Sahal, Rebbe Melech Sahagod, Rebbe Nachanan focuses in Dvarim Habit is Matzah Zushan Leifu. Hashem Shalis Bik Betzekim itself. So in the Zaman that we say Matzah Zu, Hashem Shalis Bik Betzekim, you know, when we talk about the significance of the Matzah, the symbolism of the Matzah, that's when there's a din that you have to have Lechem Ayini and not Matzah Shalom. So the fear of Chananel, we could say that even though when you read the pasuk naively, it sounds like Shivas Yomim, you have to have Lechem Ayini. It doesn't make any sense, because Shivas Yomim don't have to have matzah at all. But really, there's a drasha within the words Lechem Ayini, that Lechem Ayini is limited to Bizman She'ayinim Olav Dvarim Habit, meaning by the Seder. So Kilu, the drasha cuts Lechem Ayini off from the rest of the pasuk. Shivat Yom Tov Matzah just means Rishus, or it's the comments, and it doesn't need Lechem Ayini. But then it says another thing, Lechem Ayini, Kilo, it's a separate statement. Lechem Ayini. When you're Ayinim Olav Dvarim Habit, then it can't be a Matzah Shir. So maybe that's a solution for the Pshat and the Pasuk. It doesn't solve our other problem, but at the end of the day, what's the heckish between Leisechel of Chometz and Shivat Yom Tov Matzah? Shivat Yom Tov Matzah is not Matzah's Mitzvah at all. That problem doesn't solve. But as far as what does the pasuk mean? Lechem ayini shivas yom. There is no din of lechem ayini shivas yom. So how do you read the pasuk lechem ayini? So for that, Rabbeinu Chananel is perhaps a solution. I want to show that maybe there's another solution as well. And in addition, also to address this other question, just how do we say the pasuk? What are all these drashas that were dashing halachas of a hekesh leisechel of chametz shivas yom peikel of matzis? When Shiva Yom Lecheil of Matzis, Lecheil of Matzis, Lecheir not a mitzvah, is not mitzvah matzah b'cha.
What's the
pshutah shalikah going to be? It's not pshutah shalikah, but I'm not asking what's pshutah shalikah. I'm asking down a level of pshutah shalikah. Fine, we have to learn the level of pshutah shalikah. But I want to know on any level, it's not Shul Tishon Mitzvah, even on the level of Drosha, but what does it mean? Shira Shalom Pechel Matzah Lechem Ayini. Lechem Ayini means not Matzah Shira, so what makes it not on the Shiva Shalom? Rabbi Chanan gives me an answer, because that's the Drosha. Is it? So I already mentioned, we have the Goyim with Maaser Rav. Siman Kuf Behe. Maaser Rav brings B'Shem the Goyim, that all 7 days there's a mitzvah to eat matzah. It's just not a chayva. Not a chayva. So the Gemara that calls it a rishus, the Gemara Kuf Chav calls it a rishus, says the Goyim, or at least it says B'Shem the Goyim, a mitzvah relative to a chayva is called a rishus. In comparison with the chayva, a mitzvah is called the rishus. So there is a mitzvah to eat matzah 7 days, every day of Pesach. Like it says, Shiva Shalom Teichel Matzahs. It's not a chayva. The Gemara calls it a rishus because it's not a chayva. It doesn't mean it's a rishus gomer. It means it's a mitzvah. It's also very curious, what exactly is the pshat in this guy? The pashat pshat in the guy, again, this is the ground that we cover. The pashat pshat in the guy is that it's the mitzvah chiyuv. Meaning, there's no chiyuv, but if you do it, you get extra head. And there is a chizkuni, Taitaka bring a chizkuni in Pashas Boy, Perakit Beis, Pasuk Ches, but the chizkuni says beferish that there are mitzvahs that you have to do, and there are mitzvahs that, and if you don't do them, you get a punishment. And then there are mitzvahs that you don't have to do them, and you don't get punished if you don't do them, but if you do them, you get a reward. And it gives an example, like matzah all 7 days. In the chizkuni, Taitaka see beferish, this word, that matzah is a mitzvah kiyums. Which the chayim means, and how much matzah do, if you want to have this mitzvah kumas, how much matzah do you have to eat? Stomach is ayis every day. I mean, it's not more chomer than the first night. The first night, the chiyuv is to eat a kazayis. So some of the other 7 days, if there's a mitzvah, an extra credit mitzvah, so it's the same thing. It's a mitzvah every day to eat a kazayis and matzah. That's what's done. In other words, what's the shiur?
Is it not just like the more you do, the better?
It's not that way. You should sit there eating crunchy matzah all day. It's like Arab and Kippur, the mitzvah to eat a suda. It's not, you don't have candy the whole day. I don't know if it's anything. The mitzvah is to have a suda. Okay, so the fila going. So then we could have a mahalach in both problems. Problem of what's shopping the hekish in the Gemara. The Gemara makes hekish just a sort of comparing is there chometz to matzah mitzvah? Where is there matzah mitzvah discussed? The answer is yeah. This is a positive. This is a matzah mitzvah. Shiva shalom teichel matzah is matzah mitzvah. It's not matzah chayva, but it's matzah mitzvah. And good enough. And the Torah we have a hekish that matzah mitzvah. You're only mekayim the mitzvah of eating matzah every day with minim that are bolu dechimos. And from there, we can then extrapolate and swear that if matzah shalayr is not good for the voluntary mitzvah they have every day, for the optional mitzvah they have every day, so it's certainly no good for the obligatory mitzvah they have by the same. That's really not a big jump. And likewise, Rav Shimon's drasha that if it doesn't have an isachomis, then you're not yet seeing mitzvah matzah with it. Like Tevel, Matzah Tevel doesn't have an Issa Chometz because any Issa Chal is there, so it's no good for Matzah's mitzvah. It's no good for the mitzvah. What mitzvah is the Pasuk to? For this mitzvah, for the mitzvah of eating Chometz every day. And then we also have a pshat in the Pasuk of Alech HaMayim, in Echanami. The Pasuk says, for the mitzvah of Matzah every single day, this optional extra credit mitzvah, this mitzvah kiyumah is what they call, the Chayim call. This mitzvah kiyumah is the Kizayis of Matzah every day, it has to be packed with Alech HaMayim, now with Matzah Shiyah. And then again, and then from there we'll extrapolate to the mitzvah of matzah, the obligatory mitzvah, that it's also not good with lechemayim, unless it's lechemayim. So the fila going, we would have the going the chizkuni, we would have a mahalach for all of the problem.
When you shut
it back
the first day, it says
shivas yom. Yeah, but maybe I'm not yotzei the voluntary mitzvah, but maybe the obligatory mitzvah. That's like maybe that's totally different. Maybe the mitzvah of lelah seder maybe has totally different rules.
This
supposed
to count as both the obligatory and the
fear. I mean, if you feel Shiva Shalom is kind of the midst of the Eretz Yisrael Matzahs. Maybe so, like that. Okay, so as far as it goes, that's good. So if you're going, we have a mouth. The problem is, not everybody agrees to the going. First of all, the Rambam doesn't mention any such mitzvah. We're going to see the Ram later on as a separate discussion, but the Ram does not bring any such mitzvah in the Minyan HaMitzvahs. There's a mitzvah answer there. Type of mitzvah, the mitzvah of the first night. There's no mitzvah. The Ram doesn't have a mitzvah voluntary or other, you know, extra credit or otherwise. Mitzvah chiyuvus or chiyuvus. The Ram has no mitzvah eating mitzvah every day. Back with Rashi on Chav Ches Amid Beis. We call the Rashi on Chav Ches Amid Beis. Not sound like the guy. Rashi says mitzvah all 7 days. Is there a shos? Matzis just means, but not chametz. In Rotzalis and Shleimi chametz, Shleimi matzah, it's just beyond. As he says, the word of when the Torah says matzis, he's bringing a different passage, but saying matzis ye ochel, it doesn't mean eat matzah. It means don't eat chametz. If you're going, it's not true. It means eat matzah. It means it in a voluntary way, but it means eat matzah. Like gift stuff. So if you actually had the kushi with both problems. So what's trapped in what is the pasuk saying of your lechem ayin? Right, we have the Rabbeinu Chananel for that maybe. But Rashi mentioned didn't say anything about that Rabbeinu Chananel. If Rashi, right, this Rabbeinu Chananel is very because Rashi didn't mention this Rabbeinu Chananel. So we have the problem of what's trapped in lechem ayin. It's what's it doing in the pasuk? It's a pasuk about not eating chametz. How did lechem ayin get into that pasuk? And also, how do you understand the hekesh and the hekesh and the gemara? So I said it one. Again, some of this is trivial. So I said it earlier at the time. I said maybe a one that Rashi doesn't mean that the pasuk is just saying an iser to eat chametz, like an iser essay, like it's elu techelu, you know, eat kosher animals, where it just means don't eat not kosher animals. Rashi means rather is like Rashi in Sukkah of Zayin Amud Aleph, where Rashi also talks about this pasuk, and there Rashi's lashon is im basal lechel teachilos lechem b'lo matzah. In basal lechel, it means in basal lechel lechem. In basal lechel lechem, teach matzah. That I think sounds like not that it's an issur to eat chametz. It's a mitzvah to eat matzah. But the mitzvah to eat matzah is only when you want to eat bread. When you want to eat bread, there's a mitzvah to eat matzah, not to eat chametz. The last thing I wanted to say is you should be kaveya your achila and matzah not on chametz. You should be kaveya your achilas lechem and matzah not on chametz. It's like a mitzvah tonight. If you don't want to eat bread, you don't have to do anything. But if you want to eat bread, then this is the way you have to do it. It has to be matzah not chametz. And I thought, and that might be pshat and rashi for Zion as well. And in that case, it already... It's not just a mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah, though, that's only triggered when you want to eat lechem. So if that's the case, then it comes out that there is a mitzvah to eat matzah all 7 days. It's a mitzvah when you're hungry and you want to eat bread, then there's a mitzvah to eat matzah, not chametz. And I thought it's analogous to, and we know anyway, the Gemara compares the mitzvah sukkah to mitzvah matzah. It's just like matzah kolshin is a reshus, but the first night's a chayva, so sukkah, or the other way around, in which it's just like matzah, even though it's a reshus all 7 days, the first night's a chayva. So sukkah also, even though it's a reshus all 7 days, but the first night is a chayva. So the Gemara makes the comparison. And by sukkah, it's for sure the way, kimat for sure. I mean, there's a strange bin chaschino who says that sukkah really is not a mitzvah in the sukkah, it's an isser tid out of the sukkah. It's an isser essay. But that's wild. Well, everybody's chayva in the chaschino. Shimon and Shayesha, but many other. Craig also says, not like, he didn't have any chasidah for the Rebbe, but he says the Fedorah Pasha not to. It's a mitzvah to eat in the sukkah when you eat. I mean, if you're not eating, you don't have the chiyuv. But when you're eating or sleeping or doing any yoni dira, then there's a chiyuv to do it in the sukkah, not out of the sukkah. It's mamish analogous to this Rashi in Basa Lechel Teachiloska Matzah Loi. So afterwards, I saw the Avnei Nezer, you know, Yerchaim Simon Shalos Shus Avnei Nezer. The Sofer Sofer was a super genius. In Ayachayim Simon Shin Ayin Zayin, he says this this of Mahal. I don't think he brings the Rashi in Sukkah. He says Midas Atzmai, this Hagdar in Mitzvah Sukkah. In the Mitzvah of Shiva Yom Tochel Matzis. That it means it's like a mitzvah. And if I remember correctly, he compares it to like tzitzis. You don't have to wear a beged of dalet kantos. But if you wear a beged of dalet kantos, that's that tzitzis. So you don't have to eat bread, but if you eat bread, it has to be matzah. So that's not called, that's a mitzvah. Not a mitzvah you have to do if you don't have to wear a beged. But if you wear a beged, then you have this mitzvah. It's a very interesting shiva to read. It's a short shiva. So it's not there's some very long shivas. It's a short shiva, and it's kedai to see. See how he goes about it. It's interesting exposure. And the Avinezi brings the Balamor at the end of the Masechta, the Balamor, the famous Balamor. The Balamor asks, how can you sukkah? Every time you go into the sukkah, you make a bracha, even though it's only your shus, you don't have to go into the sukkah. You don't have to eat, but if you eat, you go into the sukkah, you make a bracha. And matzah, every time you eat matzah, all 7 days, you don't make a bracha. So what's the difference? So Bashkaf Rishayna, so he says the Teretz, he says that sukkah, you can't go 3 days without sleep. So therefore, you can say Vitzivonu, because there's no question that you're going to eat in the sukkah. But the matzah, since you could go all 7 days without eating bread, so you can't say Vitzivonu, because you could really go the whole Pesach without eating, after the Seder. You can go the whole Pesach without eating matzah. So you can't say Vitzivonu. But it sounds like that's just a technical fluke. But the Seder Dover, the Baal Mor thinks that they're comparable. So Chayra, what do you mean? How are they comparable? Sukkah is a mitzvah and matzah is a rishus. When you go into the sukkah, you're makayim a mitzvah. When you eat matzah, you're not makayim anything. You see from the Baal Mor, this is what the Mesa says. You see from the Baal Mor that Yitak understood that when you eat matzah all 7 days, you're makayim a mitzvah. And it's very, the Baal Mor very much buttresses this comparison. The Moshul, it's not like, I don't think the Baal Mor would be like the guy. The guy says that matzah is a mitzvah kiyumus. But sukkah is a mitzvah chiyumus. So that still wouldn't explain this. Sukkah is not extra credit. From the fact that the Baal Mor compares sukkah to matzah, it sounds like the Baal Mor taka holds al derech zeh. That together, mitzvah matzah is in bosa lechel, like the Rashi sukkah. Where the my language is, I like this language because it's the language of like sukkah, as we say. That the mitzvah by sukkah is to convey a deer in the sukkah. That's what some lagdara by sukkah. The mitzvah is to convey a deer in the sukkah. How you convey a deer in the sukkah? When you're hungry, you eat in the sukkah. When you're tired, you sleep in the sukkah. That's how you convey a deer in the sukkah. If you're not hungry, you're not tired, then you don't have to go in the sukkah. Because that's nothing to do with your kvi'as deer. So al-derech zeh, the mitzvah is to be convey your achilas lechem ala matzah, not ala. That's my nusach. That means I think calls it like a mitzvah tonight. I think. I don't remember verbatim that minute. But anyway, that's about it's very good. Lefize, all of our kashas will be solved if we're going to go with this mahal, with this havana. Then we solve all our problems. It comes out that matzah all 7 days is taka mitzvah. When you eat matzah all 7 days, you're mekayim mitzvah. Not like the guy, you're mekayim mitzvah kiyumus. You're mekayim mitzvah kiyumus. Because when you eat bread, you trigger the mitzvah kiyumus to eat matzah. So maybe it's very good there, Kish, because we're taka talking about matzah's mitzvah. And it's very good lechem ayini. Well, we'll have to know, what will lechem ayini then mean? Lechem ayini will mean... There's no isidi lechem ayini. Can't say in basal lechel te achilos lechem ayini and not matzah shira. There is no isidi matzah shira. So let's come back to this. That's still a little bit up for grabs. What will lechem ayini now mean? At the end of the day, I'm not sure we solved the problem. What does lechem ayini mean? All 7 days, you're allowed to eat lechem ayini. I mean, you're allowed to eat matzah shira. So what does the pasuk mean lechem ayini if you're allowed to eat matzah shira? So one could start to have machshavas about it, but I want to come back to it. I want to get to it because I want to go through the Rima Lunil and the and in cases the same thing. I think from the Rima Lunil that I want to tell you about and that I said to you and the Mekiyasif says the same thing. More Bekitzer. I think it's a very big siyua to this mahalak of the that we're saying. That would end that which we will have until that minute. It's like this. The Lord and Lamed Lomarah brings a price. A loshness is a beyond Mishemin of Rash. I think it's Tanakama and Rabbi Akiva. Tanakama says you're not allowed to be lost in Yisrael with Yayin Shem and Lash. Rabbi Akiva's Chalik, Rabbi Akiva says, Shifti Yisrael, the Eisman Shabbos, Be'er Peshua, and then Lezer, Le'om Lidover, I was lost, Be Yayin Shem and Lash. That's and then the Bais also says, Ve'im Lash, if you did, so then we have Mechaikas and Luyon and the Chachamim, there's a few Chachamim in this Bais. We have Mechaikas and Luyon and the Chachamim, what you have to do with Chachamim, Rabbi Luyon says, Tisarach, and Rabbi Lezer says, in Agamar says Te'ochel. They seem to have had the gear so from the Kyosif and the Mimi Lanil Te'ochel Miyah. Of course, it's the same thing. If you did it, you could bake it and eat it. Exactly so. So Poshib Shah in the Braisa is that the whole Braisa is talking about the Shash Chimut. It's not a Braisa about Matzah Shir at all. It's not talking about the Lola Seder. It's talking about Pesach, the whole Pesach. And Tanakama says, this is how Rashi learns the Braises. Tanakama says, Rashi, most Yishan, Rashi, the Balmor, the Ramban, they all learn the Braises. It's a whole Braises about the trash humans. Tanakama says, don't be lush with the Ayin Shem and the Rash, because it's Mamar Lahakmas. Rashi is, what do you mean? Maybe it's in Machmitsim. So Rashi is, it's not Machmitsim to become its Gomer, but Nukshit becomes, and it becomes Chum, and it becomes Nukshit in the Hari. So therefore, Tanakama says, don't do it, because it's Mamar Lahakmas. It's dangerous. If you did it, but the evidence, and Luke says that you have to burn it back because maybe it's chametz. Chacham says no, but the evidence, it's okay. Tiel from miyad. And Rabbi Akiva says we're not chayshus for the chash chimitz. You could bake it lechatchil. You could be lost lechatchil with the ayin shem and the bash, and just be careful, and it's fine. That's how all the Rishonim learn this verse. Now a lot of Rishonim hold that chash chimitz is only there's also water. If there's no water at all, there's no chash chimitz. Many Rishonim hold that. So all those Rishonim say. Right. They all from this school of thought. So they all say the Brice is talking with water. The Brice is with water. If there was no water, there'd be no problem. So then I get into a problem because the Rif passes like Rabbi Akiva. Why the Rif passes like Rabbi Akiva? Rabbi Akiva here is like a Dasi Yochid. Everybody else in the Brice is not supposed to do this. He did it with the Eved and he'll say Tisarach Miyad. Tisarach for Chacham say Te'ochel, but Abadi is not supposed to do it. So Rabbi Akiva here is ranged against Tanakama and against Rabbi Gamliel and against the Chacham of Rabbi Gamliel and then Chacham the end Shaloshim Bayi and Mekatan Bayi the Shaloshim and Mekatan also there's another Chacham over here. Just like the whole world over here is against Rabbi Akiva. Why is the Rif passing like Rabbi Akiva? So the Rif says because the Rif himself says because Rabbi Shimon Levi is like Rabbi Akiva. Because Rabbi Shimon Levi said the first day don't make the Issa with milk because it's only Matzah Shira. We can't have Elach. He can make it with milk. There's no Matzah. No problem with Matzah Shira. Oh, Rabbi Shmuel Levi is an Amori. Passing that could be a kiva, so I look as that could be a kiva. That's actually that's the riff. So ask the Balamor, the Rav, they all ask on the riff. The Balamor, primarily the Balamor, asks on the riff. And many of you show him this Balamor. He says, "What's the Rav from Rabbi Shmuel Levi? Who says Rabbi Shmuel Levi is talking with water? The Brice is talking about Chash Chimot, so it's with water. Rabbi Shmuel Levi is not talking about Chash Chimot. He's talking about Matzah Shira. We don't know if he's talking with water. He might have been talking without water." So he said that the first night don't make the matzah with milk because it'll be matzah shira. He can make it with milk, not with water too, but without water. If it's water, then it's a shash chimitz. All the chatanim hold not like a bikkur. So where's the raya over here to pass like a bikkur? That's the issue that they're all that they're either about the Ramban. That's they're all exercised around this riff. So it comes along the Nebuk Yosef, and it's more of a first in the Rimulunil. They say a new pshat in the Braisa. Primarily, their agenda seems to be, you see in the Rimanul, to explain the riff. I'm not really sure how they really salvage the riff, but I'll put it, they're coming to salvage the riff. So they say, they have a new pshat in the Braisa, that the Braisa itself is totally addressing two different cases. The first case in the Braisa begins, Tanakama, Ein Loshen is a Issa v'yayin v'shem and v'drash. That's not talking about, that's not Shash Chimutz. That's not with water, and it's not a Shash Chimutz. It's an issue of Matzah Shira. And the Tanakama says, you're not allowed to make Matzah Shira all 7 days. So it means not to make it, but to eat it. You're not, that Matzah Shira is also for male, you don't. You're not lush because you're not allowed to eat it. There's an Issa to eat Matzah Shira all 7 days. Because the pasuk says Shiva Yom Taitel Matzis Lechem Ayni. By Seichel Chomet, Shiva Yom Taitel Matzis Lechem Ayni. The Rimi Lunil is and the Rimi Kesim in his way is the first division that I saw. That I saw anyway, who's over on this Nakutla, that the Pasuk says Lechem Ayni in regard to Shiva Yom. So how come you're allowed to eat Matzah Shiva all 7 days? So he says, Enechanami, that's what the Tanakhama holds that you're talking about. That's why the Tanakhama holds that you're not lost. Not because of chimutz. It's without water. There's no such chimutz. You're not allowed to be lost all 7 days because it's Matzah Shiva. And Rabbi Akiva says you are. That's Rabbi Akiva. Shifty how you see it. So that's Rabbi Akiva is Chayla Tanakhama. And he said, no, the din of Matzah Shiva is only the first day, not the rest of the day. And the rice is another issue. What if you made it with water? So then, if you made it with water, Rabbi Gamliel says, Tisarek Miyad, and the Chacham say, no, you don't have to burn it because Teofe Miyad, Rabbi Gamliel says, Tisarek, Rabbi Gamliel say, no, but yeah, but it's okay, you're allowed to eat it, you don't have to burn it. But that's all, that part of the rice is not talking about Matzah Shir. That's that part of the rice is what Chash Chim is. I had a problem here in Pshat. I didn't understand exactly. So if there's water, it doesn't stop being Matzah Shira. So why do Rabbi Gamliel, why do the Chacham of Rabbi Gamliel say that you're allowed to bake it and eat it? Okay, they don't hold from the Shashimot. They're not worried about the Shashimot for the Evet. But where'd the Matzah Shira take a dingo? So I'm not sure what's the Pshat on that. I have two possibilities. Either that in the Chanami, Rabbi Gamliel and his Chachamim, These two Tanoim were arguing about what happens if you made it with water, do you have to burn it or not? Maybe they hold like a Bekiva, there's no problem with Matzah Shiva. You know, in the structure of the Bais, it's bizarre because it comes out. Tanakama said, in Losh, because he holds Matzah Shiva. V'im Losh, with water. And now all of a sudden, now we're in different Tanoim. Now we're dealing with Rabbi Kiva's world, who we haven't heard from yet because Rabbi Kiva is at the end of the Bais. But in Losh, So, but there was water. So Amulil says you have to burn it because there's water. So it's chametz, and the chacham of Amulil says no. Te'ofe, you're allowed to eat it because they're not worried about chametz. And what about matzah shira? But they don't care about matzah shira either because they hold like Rabbi Akiva. We haven't, and then we have to first read about Rabbi Akiva at the end of the brayse. So it's very hard to. I mean, anyway, the brayse is strange according to the reading of the mill because some of the brayse is with water, some of the brayse is without water. So anyway, that's difficult. But we made it even. Compounded. Maybe when I first read the Rimi Lunil, I thought that it sounds like he holds that if you put water in, even though there's Yain Shemen and Dash, it's already not Matzah Shir. Matzah Shir is only pure Yain Shemen and Dash. The minute you put in water, so that you make a chash chametz, but you take off the problem of Matzah Shir. So ain't Loshin pure that you're not allowed to do, because that's a problem of Matzah Shir. But if you did it with water, so then it's not Matzah Shir. But then you have another problem, Shashimus, that's Machlekes and Galil and Istacham. So maybe that's the Shat and the Rimulil. I'm not sure. This is a very, very radical thing to think. That's a terrible Ratsim, it could be such a thing. I'm not sure that it goes so well in the Hemshech of the. Well, no, actually, in this, I think, in the Hemshech of the Rimulil, I think this Mahalach is packed what it sounds like. It doesn't sound in the Hemshech of the Rimulil. That Rabbi Gamliel and his Chachamim hold like Rabbi Akiva. Because later on he says Rabbi Akiva is against the whole world, but Rabbi Shimon Levi passed him back. He's not against the whole world. If Rabbi Gamliel and his Chachamim agree with Rabbi Akiva, then Rabbi Akiva is not against the whole world. So it sounds more like the second Mahal. I have a problem from one on the Chesim of Beis. And one on the Chesim of Beis asked, Mishnah says that you can't use Lachmi Taydim and Kikin Nozif for Matzah. The verse is because it lacks. Murmurs later, because it lacks in lishma. So Mur asks, "What do you have to come out to lishma?" Typically, it's matzah shir. There's oil in the lachmitay. So Mur says, "There's not that much oil compared to given the size of the lachmitay. There's only a little bit of oil. So that means there was water too. I mean, I assume there was water in the lachmitay because if it's only a little bit of oil, I assume that they must have been washed with water. And I couldn't find the fairish." And yet the Gemara calls it Matzah Shir, except it's only a little bit, so it doesn't make it into Matzah Shir. Unless maybe they learn that's what the Gemara means. Not that it's a little bit. The Gemara means it's not pure oil, so it's not Matzah Shir. since there was a lot of not so much oil, they must have also used water. And once it's mixed together with water, it's not matzah shear. Maybe that's called how we use the manamakas. Anyway, I'm straying. I'm going astray. Yeah.
You will lechem only like the only thing for the mitzvah you eat. You still have lechem
or shirah.
Also,
there's
a Pesach.
There
wouldn't be a problem eating it,
no? No, there would be. That's the right. He's learning Pshat Nebraisa. Ein loshin b'yayin shem nebash. All 7 days of Pesach. Because there's a din all 7 days of Pesach, you're not allowed to eat matzah shira. He says that ain loshin ebes yisur yain shem ebrash. I feel below mayim. The hash to lechel meichas to chimus. No problem with chametz. I feel the ochi osur. We should have a matzah shira. I feel beyond the shady v'shlishi. It's not the Leila Seder. There's a din of lechem ayin. So, okay, the kitzur, and again, when you know that the Rebbe Lunil Packard is the first one to say this radical idea. That there really is a din of matzah shir all 7 days. There's an issur to eat matzah shir all 7 days. He says it's not alalocha because it's not Rabbi Kiva. That's good enough like the Rabbi Kiva. You can't say alalocha. Rabbi Kiva says the feirish that only the first day is there a din of matzah shir, a din of lechem ayin. But in the Tanakhama of Rabbi Kiva, he learns up taka that there's din of lechem ayin all 7 days, an issur to eat matzah shir all 7 days because that's the pasuk. He says as they state, that's what it says in pasuk shivas yom tochel matzah lechem ayin. And Emes, we need to understand in the Havana, right? If there's no mitzvah to eat matzah all 7 days, if you would understand that, like eating matzah all 7 days is just the Isser Esser. There's no mitzvah to eat matzah all 7 days, b'chal. Right? If you would hold like you know, our initial understanding, then it's a little bit hard to understand if there's no mitzvah to eat matzah at all. And the pasuk that Shiva Shalom and Tarikal Matzah is just really saying don't eat chametz. It's just an Isser Esser. So it's a little bit hard to understand how there could then be an issur to eat matzah shir. If there's no mitzvah to eat matzah, there's just an issur to eat chametz. It's not chametz. So, I mean, I guess you could say that's how it is. Torah said lechemayni. But the chayy lechemayni is qualifying shiva shalom tochel matzah. Maybe that's a better way to say it. Yeah, the kubi Torah could say what it wants. The Torah could say don't eat matzah shir. Torah will say don't eat matzah shir. But the Torah says shiva shalom tochel matzah lechemayni. So the lechem ayin is qualifying the shivas yom and teichel matzahs. And if teichel matzahs is not a mitzvah b'chlal, it just means don't eat chametz, then it's hard to understand how we get from there to a din that you have to eat, that you're not allowed to eat matzah shir. Like, how does that read into the words? Shivas yom and teichel matzahs doesn't mean eat matzah. It means don't eat chametz. Don't eat chametz, lechem ayin. What does that mean? Which in a way was our original problem. But I'm saying, but you see the Rebbe Lunil that he really takes the pasuk seriously, that it really isn't in the lechem ayin all 7 days, at least in the Tanakhama. So how does the Tanakhama reading the pasuk? But the pasuk is not talking about a mitzvah. The Torah is the pasuk saying don't eat chametz. So how's there an issue over here to eat? That's so clear. And if you say like the Goyim even, that it's a mitzvah kiyumis. Mitzvah kiyumis is a kezayis. There's a mitzvah kiyumis every day to eat one kezayis. So I could hear that kezayis has to be lechem ayin. But why would there be an issur to eat matzah shira the rest of the day? Even the first night, the halacha, you're allowed to eat matzah shira, just not for the matzah's mitzvah. So I think the Rebbe Lunil is a big corroboration to this havana that shiva shalom tochel matzah is not a mitzvah kiyumis. At least the Rebbe Lunil held that shiva shalom tochel matzah is not a mitzvah kiyumis like the chizkuni and the goyim. And it's not an isser, it's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah tonight. It's a mitzvah that when you eat bread, the Torah is makbid, it should be matzah, not chametz. So now the Torah is meisif, another nekudah in that hakbadah. When you eat bread, it should be lechem ayin, and not matzah shir, not chametz.
Isn't the Gaon saying that to fulfill the mitzvah, the only way to be Makayim is to do it with lechem ayin? lived after that the rest of the day is usher to eat.
But he says mefeish, ain lushin is the issa. And he says mefeish, that it's usher lechel matzah lechem usher. Kol shiva siyamim usher lechel lechem usher. If he was going with the goyim, then he should have said for the kezayis of the mitzvah yomis, you should use lechem ayin. But that's not what the Bryce says. The Bryce says ain lushin. Ain lushin means that you're not allowed. Well, now if you lush chayis lav dafka means you're not allowed to be lush because there's no point, because what are you going to have with it? You're not allowed to eat it. So don't make it. It's not allowed to eat it. So what sense does it make? You're not allowed to eat matzah shira. Chayis, it only makes sense. Again, if I didn't have a pulse, if it was just thumbs, the voice came down from my Sinai, so I would say, fine, this is Nisidi, like this is Nisidi matzah shira, like this is Nisidi chomets. But you have to read into the pulse, shira shom teichel matzah lechem oini. How does it read into the pulse? Shira shom teichel matzah just means don't eat chomets. So what's the lechem oini going on? Which was our problem. I think this is a big chizuk that shira shom teichel matzah means, like the Avnezer, like this Ayavana. If you're eating bread, you have to eat matzah. And now it says even more, not at least the Tanakhama says, not only is there a mitzvah, that when you eat bread, it has to be matzo. But when you eat bread, it has to be lechem ayini. And mainly, you're not allowed to eat matzo shir. So that's very, very mishmak. I think this mamash is a big chizuk to this lap. Yeah, of course, Kana ben Shoyal. So what does Rabbi Kiva want? At the end of the day, Rabbi Kiva says lechem ayini is only the first time. Where's that coming from? That's l'sher. The Tanakhama now is beautiful. Now I understand the Tanakhama. It's a big chizik to this Havon of the Avinezer. That there's a mitzvah tip matzah for 7 days. It means kish in vosel lechel teachiloscha lechem, and that's now qualified by lechem ayini. But Rabbi Kiva comes and says only the first day. So why? But the lechem ayin is going at Shiva's Yom. And why is it only limited to the first day? The chayra, if Shiva's Yom, the chayra matzah really is a mitzvah, like the Amunezer, like it seems to be, like the Rimalil seems to hold, that it's like a mitzvah all 7 days, that when you eat bread, you have to eat matzah. And on that, the Torah says lechem ayin. So how does Rabbi Kiva know to limit it only to the first day? It's very difficult to say that Rabbi Kiva has a different davana in Shiva's Yom and Teichel Matzah, that he holds it in Isser Esser. And if it can't be going on the first day, it must be only going on the first night, because it can't be going on all 7 days, because all 7 days are only in Isser Esser, so it must only be going on the first night, which anyway does violence to the pasuk. But I don't think it's rochuk by me to say that Rabbi Kiva and the Tanakhama are having an argument about whether there's a mitzvah of Shiva's Yom and Teichel Matzah. If I see in the Tanakhama that Shiva Shalom Teichel Matzah is a mitzvah that could then have a dorm that has to be lechem ayini, so why is Rabbi Kiva chaylik? It's hard to believe that he's chaylik on the gedder Shiva Shalom Teichel Matzah. So if Rabbi Kiva agrees to the gedder Shiva Shalom Teichel Matzah that it's like a mitzvah in basul lechel to be kaveya achilas lechem and matzah, and on that the Torah says lechem ayini, so lechayr shetaka come out that matzah shears also like the Tanakhama holds. So why is Rabbi Kiva chaylik? So I thought two possibilities. Possibility number one, Rabbeinu Chananel. Poshut. Maybe this is the easiest way. Rabbeinu Chananel. And now there's a very gishmak. The pasuk says Shiva's Yomim. So all things being equal, I would say Shiva's Yomim is a mitzvah to be kaveya my achilas lechem and matzah. And then it says lechem ayini. And poshut shat lechem ayini is going on all 7 days. So it says all 7 days, tei achilos ka lechem ayini v'loi and not any other bread. Not chametz and not matzah shiv. But Rabbi Kiva has another route, a subroutine that it's not just lechem ayini, but it's lechem shoyni. It's not only matzah shira, but it's lechem shoyni malavur marbi. So the din of lechem of matzah shira is only bisman shoyni malavur marbi, which is the night of the Seder. So kilu lechem ayini is limited. All 7 days there's a mitzvah in basa lechel to eat bread and not chametz, but it doesn't have to be lechem ayini. But bisman shoyni malavur marbi, then it has to be lechem. Then it has to be lechem ayini. That's possibly number one. Or I thought maybe Rabbi Kiva holds that the matzah shira is not le'inyonenu. In this context, matzah shira is not called lechem at all. So therefore, if you eat matzah shira, it's like eating potato chips. If you eat potato chips, you don't violate the imbasa lecha peachiloska lecha matzav lelecha because you didn't trigger the mitzvah. The Tanakhama holds that it's called lechem. So it goes into the mitzvah in basa lechem. In basa lechem lechem, then you have to eat lechem ayini. But Rabbi Akiva holds that lechem ayini defines lechem. If it's not lechem ayini, it's not lechem. So it doesn't go into the mitzvah in the first place. The mitzvah is when you eat lechem ayini, it should be matzah and not chametz. But if it's not lechem ayini, then it's gamish terayim. Then it doesn't go into the whole. Then it's like you're eating the shayach v'ayim ba'alma. So mainly, there's no issur to eat matzah shir. So it's both Rabbi Kiva, both Rabbi Kiva and the Tanakhama agree. The Torah is saying, in bosa lechel te'achiloso yapi matzah nachamos. That's the gather of the mitzvah. Tanakhama reads that the Tanakhama holds matzah shir is called lechem. In this mitzvah, that's also called lechem. It's in the context of, Adam tells her, cool, that is called lechem. I'm saying, in this mitzvah, it's also called lechem. It's also in basa lechem. So if I eat matzah shir, that means I've triggered the mitzvah. And then it's called that I'm eating lechem and I'm not eating lechem either. So I'm not allowed to do that because I triggered the mitzvah and I'm not mekayim the mitzvah. And Rabbi Kiva holds, I didn't even trigger the mitzvah. If I eat matzah shir, the Torah is talking about lechem ayini. When you eat lechem ayini, so you should eat it the chametz and not matzah, not chametz, to remember the chippozim and so on. If you're not eating lechem ayini, then you don't have to remember the chippozim because it's like eating potato chips. You didn't go into the mitzvah.
Can chametz be lechem ayini though?
I'm not sure if chametz could be lechem ayini. L'chayr l'fize means that chametz could be lechem ayini. And it will also come out of chiddush that if you eat chametz, it's not lechem ayini. But if you eat chametz that was nilush b'yayin shem and vash, you won't violate the Isser Esser. You'll be chayakar, so it's like it doesn't really do that much good. But this essay of remembering the chippozim by eating by shilish yom teichel matzahs that in basa lechel you should eat lechem ayini and you should eat matzah not chametz to remember the chippozim. That's what this pasuk is saying. So that's only when you're eating lechem ayini. If you're not eating lechem ayini, then you're chal not in this mitzvah. So this is a chiddush to kibshat. But myself, I saw that this is how the Abba Meisel looks. Yeah, he's not busy with Rabbi Kiva. He doesn't have this reading with Nil and all that. But he says in Midas Atzmai, because he has this Havana, he's championing this Havana, that the mitzvah is, that there really is a mitzvah all 7 days, the imatz, in Basalecha, like Sissus. When you eat bread, there really is a mitzvah, like Sukkah, like the Baal Mor compared it to Sukkah, like that's his mouth. There really is a mitzvah. And that's the Torah says, Lecha Maini. So he has a question. And he himself says that there would be a mokum maybe to think you should be also to eat matzah shir all 7 days. He didn't have to read the nil that's really what the Tanakhama thinks. That he didn't, wasn't the chav. But this is on his own, that there really could be such a chav, that maybe all 7 days you shouldn't be allowed to eat matzah shir. He comes to the answer with like, the Rabban had already, what's your shuba lady's chiddush? Of course, no, the matzah shir the other 7 days. So he says, no, it is a big chiddush. I could think that maybe we'll all 7 days. But the mice bottom line of the kibbutz is the fair. It's only Yom Tafishin, not Yom Tafsheni. So the Amnon says, why not? Why taka? Why are you allowed to eat matzah shir all 7 days? He says, if you put everything together, there's a mitzvah all 7 days to eat matzah. In Bosa Lechel is a mitzvah to eat matzah, not chametz. And the Torah says, Lechem Ayini. So it should come out at all 7 days. You should really not have what the Mugyesit ascribes to the Tanakhama, the Abnezer on his own, yes, it is a kash. Why isn't that true? So he says, no, because Matzah Shira is not in the mitzvah at all. It's like Shadwar. That's not cool, but you didn't trigger it at all. And he says a beautiful thing. This is the whole Shiva story. He says, Minute Ashkenaz says, we don't eat Matzah Shira in Pesach. Even if there was no water mixed in. We don't eat egg matzah. We don't eat egg matzah on this. It's fine to eat egg matzah on this. I'm sorry, Ashkenazim don't eat egg matzah on this. So why not? There's no water. Roy Bishayim hold that without water, it's not matzah. So the conventional answer that's given in Pesachim is that A, we chayshish for Rashi Shita, that even without water, it could be matzah, and it's memar lachmas. And B, maybe some water got in. Maybe some water will sneak in, and then it could be memar lahachmas. So, and then we get into machlekes in the brass. Are you allowed to be loshen yisur with guy and shem and bashing water? So even though the Rif passed on like Rabbi Kiva, but the Baal HaMor said the Rashi passed on like Rabbi Kiva, it's against the Chumim, and many we showing him a chayshish for the Baal HaMor that we should not be passing over here like Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Shimon Levi's no riot because maybe that was milk without any water, but with water and maybe talking about that goes into the issue of we passed on like the Rif. So that's the normal answer that's given in place. Now the Nezer doesn't like that. He says, why should we chayshish for Rashi? Rashi is Basiyotu. And why should we think that water is stuck in? Basically, when any water got in. So he said, no, he thinks the reason why Ashkenaz and Goni Degamatz is a different reason. Because the Yoyis, there's a mitzvah all seven days to eat matzah. Now, and the nature of the mitzvah is, it's a mitzvah with a trigger, like tzitzis. If you have a beg of the Baal Kanfiz, you have to wear tzitzis. If you're eating lechem, then it has to be matzah, not chametz. And the reason why you're allowed to eat matzah, why you are allowed, if Kiva says you are allowed to eat matzah shira. Why are you allowed to eat matzah shira? But the Torah says if you eat bread, you have to eat matzah, not chametz. And lechem oni. So why are you allowed to eat matzah shira? So he says, because then you didn't trigger the mitzvah. It's like not having a bag of dal kanfis. Lechem oni just doesn't count as lechem for this mitzvah. So every time a person eats matzah, if you eat egg matzah on Pesach, what you're basically doing is like walking around with a dal kanfis that you cut off one of the corners in order to prevent the mitzvah being triggered. So he says, well, we don't do that. We walk around with I'm a little elaborate. He says, we don't do that. We wear a beggar with dalat kanfis because we want to be mekayim a mitzvah. So why should I eat egg matzah and then I'm not going to be mekayim a mitzvah because like I don't trigger the mitzvah. If I'm ready eating matzah, eat matzah without, it's not an isser. So it's like not an isser to walk around with a beggar with gimel kanfis. But religious Jews, we want to walk around with a beggar with dalat kanfis. We want to walk around and we want to be mekayim mitzvahs. So if you're already eating matzah, why eat egg matzah? It's not going to be a mitzvah. Eat matzah with that. That's not egg matzah and you'll be mekayim a mitzvah. That's what's part of the whole tshuva. It's a little to be explained in the gospel is that we don't eat the matzah shira in place. So this is his avon. But you see now, Ramesh was mechavan. It has shoshim rishonim. This is the Nimuk Yosef learned up in the Tanakhama that this takan is to eat matzah shira because there's a mitzvah, and I think that's that one because there really is a mitzvah all 7 days to be kaveh your achilas lechem and matzah not on chametz. And Mimela, there is such a mitzvah. And the Tanakh knows that means that you're not allowed to eat Masa Shira because you're violating this mitzvah. But Rabbi Kiva says, you are allowed. So again, we could say two things. We could say with Rabbeinu Chananel that we just have exer. Rabbi Kiva holds, it's just exer. It's a cluster of Lechem Oni is referring to the first day. And the other seven, the rest of the time, if you eat Masa Shira, you are Mekayim Matzah. So you could say in Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Kiva agrees fundamentally there's a mitzvah all 7 days. In Basa Lecha, we should eat matzah, not chametz. I don't think that Rabbi Kiva argues. It's rochel by me that Rabbi Kiva argues on that. So why does he think you're allowed to eat matzah shir all 7 days? So as I said before, you could say two mahal. You could say with Rabbeinu Chananel, it's exactly the cost. And what will that mean? That will mean that the whole condition of matzah shir of Lechem Oni was only said the first night. But the rest of Pesach, matzah shir is matzah. And the rest of Pesach, if you eat egg matzah, the rest of Pesach, you're mekayim the mitzvah of Shivas Yom Tovel matzahs. Because the Torah never said lechem oni about the other nights; it only said lechem oni when oinimol of dvarim harbe. But the rest of Pesach, the Torah doesn't require lechem oni. So the rest of Pesach, Shivas Yom Tovel matzahs, it is matzah. Say egg matzah, it's matzah. So I'm talking mekayim the mitzvah. That's what will come out if we go that route with the Rabbeinu Chananel, or we could go with the Avni Nezer's route. That Rabbi Kiva holds like the Avni Nezer. That egg matzah doesn't trigger the mitzvah. It's not that I'm a kai in the mitzvah with egg matzah. I'm not a kai in the mitzvah with egg matzah. But I don't violate the mitzvah because the mitzvah is when I'm eating lechem oni, it should be matzah, not chametz. But if I'm not eating lechem oni, then I didn't go into the mitzvah in the first place. I didn't trigger the mitzvah in the first place. Akobon kachay kach, the rimilunil is a big chizuk to this havana, which the Avni Nezer also says. That the gather of mitzvah of matzah all 7 days is not an isser essay on the one hand, but not a mitzvah kiyumus like the guy either, but rather that it's a mitzvah when you eat bread to eat matzah. And lefir Rabbi Kiva Tanakama, dafka lechem oni, not matzah shir dafka, also lechem matzah shir. And lefir Rabbi Kiva, matzah shir is not a bar. But nonetheless, the nature of the mitzvah is to eat matzah. There is a mitzvah when you eat bread to eat matzah and not. And that chametz analogy to sukkah. That's the Baal HaMor, very beautiful analogy to the Baal HaMor's analogy to sukkah. That's a very big chizuk. for this part as well. So that's the case, and it's also very going back to the beginning. So now it's very good, the Hekesh. We're makish shivas yom teichel matzahs to yisuchamitz. And we've got all kinds of halachas, what's called matzahs mitzvah, that Eir is yinamakayim the mitzvah with, and Rav Shimon's drasha that the matzah shel tevel is yinatiyotzi chayvis matzah. What chayvis matzah? It's not a pasuk about chayvis matzah, it's a pasuk about reshus, or yisir esay, it's a pasuk about nadim yichamitz, not a pasuk about mitzvahs matzah. Fidus ma'alchav, that li nezer, and the li nil, and the piyasef. This one. So it comes out that that there is a mitzvah all 7 days. It's a tzitzis kind of mitzvah. If you eat bread, then it triggers that you have a mitzvah, but it is a mitzvah. So if it's a mitzvah, so it could have gedarim with oriz and amakayim the mitzvah, and with tevel, you know, amakayim the mitzvah, and so on. And from here we say, and then from here we go on and we say the same thing. Once we know that that's true about, once we know that that's true, these rules are true about mass, the mitzvah all 7 days, and they're true about the mitzvah the first night as well, because the mitzvah the first night is just more intense, but it's mitzvah smat, so they have the same rules, just like by sukkah. Sukkah gzula, we have a pasuk that is pasuk the sukkah. Then it comes the first night, we don't say, oh, we need a new pasuk for sukkah gzula the first night. Once sukkah gzula is no good for the mitzvah all 7 days, so it's no good for the mitzvah the first night, though. That would be a very good math. The nicer. The Rambam, I think, is not going to hold this way, because the Rambam in the Minyan HaMitzvahs does not bring the mitzvah of Shivas Yom Teichel Matzahs at all. Not as an essay, not as a lav, not as an iser essay, garnished. It's not there. Apparently, the Rambam learned that Shivas Yom Teichel Matzahs is none of the above. It's not a mitzvah kiyumus, and it's not a mitzvah al tnai like the Avnei Nezer. And if not even an Isser essay, because an Isser essay also the Rambam should bring the Medina Mitzvahs. The Rambam, Shivas Yom Teichel Matzahs is a Rishus, and that's it. You're allowed to eat Chametz. I mean, you're allowed to eat Matzah. I don't know why the Torah needs to tell me that. I'm a little bit of a fellow. I need the Torah to tell me you're allowed to eat Matzah all 7 days of Pesach. The Rambam seems to take me more. It's a Rishus. All 7 days, Shivas Yom Teichel Matzahs, all 7 days you're allowed to eat Matzah. Nothing. Not a mitzvah, not a chil, not a nothing. It's not even an Isser Essay. Again, because there are Amos in Minyan Mitzvah should bring an Isser Essay. But if you eat Chomets, you violate the Isser Essay of Shivas Yom Teichel Matzahs. It doesn't say that. You violate a lot. If you eat Chomets, you violate a lot. But you have full Chomets. But he doesn't say, there's no... So I don't know how the Rambam seems to read the Pasuk that it's just saying Yerushus. I don't know why I need the Pasuk to tell me Yerushus. Like, what's the point of this Pasuk to be there? What work is this Pasuk doing? Lay there. But that seems to be the Rambam. If you're the Rambam, so I don't know what to do with the Hekesh. Like, what are all these occasions? So the Rambam Bechal is fascinating. The Rambam writes as follows. Perek Hey, Chomets Umatza, Halach is Chaf. You might have it if you have it. I'll do more. The Rambam brings it in Matzah Shira twice. Once the Perek Hey, once the Perek Hey. What?
It's
very exciting. Oh, okay. Okay, that's not how we need. So the Rambam says you're allowed to make an iso with yai and shem and the vash with mayim, and you're not chayshish v'chimutz. So that's like the rear for passing like Rabbi Akiva. That we're not chayshish v'chimutz. Not like that. The issue of shashkimus. You're allowed to be. Ubayom Rishon says the Rambam. Oser lolush ulakatef el b'mayim ulad. Like mishum chometz, not because we're afraid it's going to become chometz. Elakadeshi lechem ayni. Ram says, at the first day, that's when Mahabi on Tafishna on Tafishna. The first day, you're talking about Rabbi Loss with the Yain Shem and the Bash, not because of the Shash Shemuts, we're not worried about the Shash Shemuts, but because of Lechamay. But Yam Rishu Mavad, there's a din of Lechamay. Also, Lolo Shulakat. I don't think he means also Lolo, that the Maisalish is also, it's hard to believe. Bukhari means also Lolo because you're not allowed to eat it. But Kapari says, Yom Tov Pishu Mavad, you're not allowed to eat Matzah Shir. Question is, Rashab Shah, everybody assumes that the according to Rabbi Kiva, in a Matzah Shir is only Yom Tov Pishu. Yom Tov Pishu means the Kazayas of Matzahs. We don't hold like the reading of the Nils Tanakama, that there's an Israel all 7 days of Matzah Shir. That was a very fascinating discovery that we had this reading of the Nils. But even he only said it in the Tanakama, not in Rabbi Kiva. We hold like Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Shuba Levi. You're allowed to have Matzah Shir all 7 days. The Ram also says you're allowed to have Matzah Shir all 7 days. Just not the first day. So Pasha Trat, the first day means, even though the Lashon was Yom Tov Rishon, but Rashi already said, Yom Tov Rishon means the night of the Seder. And the Pshutay, the night of the Seder, doesn't even mean the night of the Seder. It means the Kazayas of Matzah. But it's funny, the Lashon Gemara, Yom Tov Rishon, not Yom Tov Rishon. It's the Kazayas of the one, the Kazayas of Matzah, or the two Kazayas. So maybe that's what Ram means too. Yom Rishon, he means, just Lashon Gemara, he means the Kazayas of Matzah's Mitzvah. So the Briskerov points out in Sefer, in the Chilshah Gizal Ramam, Briskerov points out, he says, that can't be Pshat and Ramam, because what's it doing then in Perakei? The mitzvah to eat matzah, well, I say there, it starts in Perakei. Perakei is the Issa to eat chametz. That's what Perakei is about, the Issa of eating chametz on Pesach. Perakei has mitzvahs esi minatar lechel matzah belel chamishah, so shenem beberef lechel matzah. And in Perek Vov, Halacha Hey, the Rambam Taka says, Matzah Shiloshu be made peiros, Yoisi Chirosu be Pesach. The Rambam is a sheep that made peiros, don't make Matzah Shiloh. Only Yayin Shem and Dibash. That's a side issue. Aval Ein Loshu Leisu be Yayin Shem and Dibash. Ein Loshu Leisu be Yayin Shem and Dibacholot, Mishum Lechem Oini Kimoishu be Yayin. Be Im Losh Veofa Lo Yotsi De Chirosu. So Rambam Taka says, by the way, let's say that you're not Yoisi Matzah Shiloh. You're not Yotzi Lechiv of Achilles Matzah with Matzah Shir. That sounds like a different halacha. Even in Perek Vav, you see the Rambam's Mechalek. First, it says, Ein Losh and Oysa Kamei Shabiyanu. That you can't be Losh with the Ayin Shem and the Vash and Yom Tavish and Kamei Shabiyanu in Perek A. And then he adds, and if you do, it's no good for Matzah's Mitzvah. But Perek A is not the din of Matzah's Mitzvah. Perek A is Tam, Yom Tavish, and you're not allowed to be Losh with Matzah Shir, with the Ayin Shem and the Vash. So what is this? What is this from? So I think the chat around this. Biskov grapples very much with the Ram. He assumes by case also talking about Matzah Mitzvah, but there's two. He says, but after to take a look inside, it's interesting to see, but he assumes. He takes it for granted the Ramah is talking about the Kazakhs and it's so why is this in Perek Hey, not in Perek Vav? Yeah, but in the Kazakhs and Mitzvah, besides the din that you eat in the Mitzvah, there's also a separate din that you're not allowed to eat anything but Lechem Ayin. But not mitzad the Mitzvah, just mitzad the din of Lechem Ayin itself. But that misses, but he doesn't have the gumption to say that it's talking about anything beyond the Kazakhs and Matzah's Mitzvah. But then we have Rabbeinu Chanan. We have now Rabbeinu Chanan. Who's a chinul la'irish Rabbeinu Chanan. We know the Rambam from the Beis Medrash of Rabbeinu Chanan. Rambam of Derech Chav was like Rabbeinu Chanan. Rabbeinu Chanan said that the Rabbi Kiva Beis Din of Yehovah Yom Tov Rishon is based on the fact that he dashes lechem oini is bizman sha'ina nolo dormar. So I thought Chan Rambam will put together the Rimu Mil with the Rabbeinu Chanan. That really there's a welcome to say we impute this to Tanakhama. We don't have to buy that, we don't have to accept, but there's a theory of welcome to say Maybe the Tanakam really holds this way, maybe not. But a component, at least in theory, is a mokum for say. That really is a mitzvah to eat matzah all 7 days. If basa lechel, you have to eat the air. There's a mitzvah all 7 days to eat matzah. And the Torah says, but it has to be lechem ayini. Comes along Rabbi Kiva and he says, no, lechem ayini. Bizman sh'ayinim olot v'am ha'ave. The din of lechem ayini is only bizman sh'ayinim olot v'am ha'ave. Man sh'ayinim olot v'am ha'ave is up to fish. But not necessarily the kazayis and mitzvah. Doesn't have to be the kazayis, the kazayis and mitzvah. It's bizman. Losh me medich ha'av. It's bizman sh'ayinim olot v'am ha'ave. In the zman of ayinim olot v'am ha'ave. So the whole night of the Seder. I don't know what about the following day, but at least as much as I know, the Rambam's got to eat mash for the following day. I don't know what that is. Maybe that's still part of the chippozim. I'm not sure, but let's at least take it to take what we can. Menel Chasar Chanael says this drasha. Lechem ayni is mizman sha'ayin olad v'arahad. It's not a din. What I want to put together the rimu l'mil that lechem ayni is nothing to do with matzah with the mitzvah of Lel HaSeder. Lechem ayni is a din in mitzvahs matzah, could be even called shiva. In theory, shiva's yom tovchel matzahs lechem ayni. But then Rabbi Kiva says only yom tovishin. Why? Because they're made of chanala. Because that's a kosher that limits lechem ayni to yom tovishin. But it's still not a din in matzahs mitzvah. It's a din. It means not a din in the lela seder. It's not a din in the erev tovchel matzahs. What I want to say. It's a din it's a generalized din that could be all 7 days. And maybe the Tanakam even is all 7 days. Now Rabbi Hanan comes and he says, but now Rabbi Kiva comes and says, no, only Bisman Shalom Dorma happens. It's only Yom Tov Rishon, this din of Lechem Ayin. But it's not limited to the matzah of Erev Teichu Matzahs. Yom Tov Rishon, you're not allowed to eat Lechem Ayin, you're not allowed to eat Matzah Shim. Zikaron Lechem Ayin. Now that that's true, you're also not yotzei the chiyuv with it. I mean, you're also not yotzei erev tovchel matzahs with such a matzah. But the din of lechem ayini is not a din of erev tovchel matzahs. It's a din of yom tov rishon. He takes the lashon of Rabbi Kiva literally. Hob be yom tov rishon, hob be yom tov sheni. Be yom tov rishon is taka din. That's why I said parakei, because I don't know yet that there's a din of erev tovchel matzahs. That first happens in parakei. Right now, we don't know about anything. We never heard of erev tovchel matzahs. And mitzvah is sat matzah by the same. No, the Torah says shiva yom tovchel matzahs lechem ayini. All 7 days, it sounds like all 7 days. Is it then you have to eat lechem ayin? Rabbi Kiva said, no, it doesn't mean all 7 days. It's only because man shayin amol dar ma'ariv. But Yom Tov Rishon, like it says in the passage, there's a din. You're not allowed to eat masa shim. Now, Yisha, one second. But we explained a bit. We asked before, what sense does it make if there's no mitzvah to eat matzah? So how can you have limitations of matzah shira, of lechem ayin? There's no mitzvah to eat matzah at all 7 days. We said, hold on. That no, there is a mitzvah all 7 days. There's Avinezer, the Balamor, the Avinezer. That there's a din in basal lechel when you eat bread all 7 days, there is a mitzvah to eat matzah, and that mitzvah should be matzah shira and not matzah shira. But the Rambam believes that out of the minyan of mitzvahs. Sounds like the Rambam doesn't have a mitzvah to eat matzah all 7 days at all. Only there are tefillah matzahs, but there's no other mitzvah to eat matzah. So in the Rambam, when we have this tension, what does it mean lechem ayin? It's a din lechem ayin yom tov rishon now to eat the matzah shira. But the Rambam doesn't seem to have a mitzvah to eat matzah all 7 days b'chal. Only there are tefillah matzahs. That's just a difficulty.
What's the question?
The question is, I assumed up to now in Lomnus, that's why I thought the Mekesev such a big seal to this whole Lomnus, that there is a mitzvah all 7 days. And that's why you have a hekesh, I'm sorry. There is a mitzvah all 7 days. Just the nature of the mitzvah, like tzitzis, or like sukkah. In basa lechel, teyachil osa lechem, ma'matzah b'lei lechem. Otherwise, I didn't make sense in the reading of the pasuk to say, shivas yom teichel matzahs just means don't eat chametz. And then it says lechem ayin. Lechem ayin is going on what? What mitzvah? What is it qualifying? So that's why I said no. Shiva shalom tovchel matzah really means there's a mitzvah to eat matzah, and that's now qualified by lechem ayin. But if the Rambam read the pasuk that way, they should bring it in the meaning of mitzvahs. So maybe there's different ways to go with this, but I think the simple way to go is to say that had the din of lechem ayin been all 7 days, then I would have to read the pasuk shiva shalom teichel matzahs lechem ayin, that there's a mitzvah all 7 days to be conveyed my achil on lechem ayin. And then it would be in the minyan emitzvahs. Because then it would be beferish apostle, shivas yomim lechem ayini, it would be in the minyan emitzvahs. Because that's essentially what it is. It's a mitzvah to eat matzah, to be conveyed my achil on lechem ayini. But hayoyis, the Rabbi Kiva dash is lechem shanil dorm habe, that lechem ayini is only the first day. So the Rambam held that therefore the whole mitzvah to eat matzah and to be conveyed my achil on lechem ayini is also only the first day. It's not that there's a mitzvah to eat matzah all 7 days, but the first day it has to be lechem ayin. No, the whole mitzvah to eat matzah, meaning the whole mitzvah, but that is kind of mitzvah, the whole mitzvah to be kaveya my achila and matzah, and not only on matzah, but on lechem ayini, that whole mitzvah is only the first day. Because the drush of ayin of Olav Dorm Harbe takes the shivas yomim and turns it into only one day. That's the Well, that's what the work of all these drushes do. Even though it says Shivas Yomim, the one Kochav says, no, it's only Rishus. And then maybe that's Rishus would still be, he should be Kaveid on Lechem Ayini. But now we have Rabbi Kiva's drusha, Ayinim Olav Dorim Harbe. So bottom line, when everything boils out, so it comes out that what you have really is a mitzvah the first day to be Kaveid on Ma'achil and Lechem Ayini and not on Matzah Shiv. That's what Shivas Yomim, Tayyukh Matzah's Lechem Ayini means Yom HaRishon. You should eat only lechem ayin. You should be kaveya. And that's not a mitzvah. That really is a mitzvah. So let it be in sefer mitzvahs. The answer is, because the Rambam has a say that in the minyan of mitzvahs, during the year we talked about it, in the minyan of mitzvahs, it has to be in Torah Shemiksav, not in Medrash Chazal. We've already left Torah Shemiksav. Because in Torah Shemiksav, it's a Shivas Yom. So if it was Shivas Yom, taka, so then it would be a mitzvah. But I guess that Shiva's Yom really is only Rishus. So what's left? Because it's a Dvarash Dovash Yotzim and a Klal. So Shiva's Yom became only Rishus. So what's left? Lechem Ayini, not all 7 days. The first day is Man Shaydal and Dorm Harbe, then it's Takadin that you have to be Kaveh Yerechil and Lechem Ayini. But at this point, it's like Mipiyah Shlul London. It's already not Terish Yom. Because that's not what it says. That's not what you would get out of the Apostle. So that goes into the Rambam's general rule that things that are mipiyah shvul lom, but they're not in the minyan emitzvos. But there is an echanami in this halacha, is a mitzvah, and it's a mitzvah the first day to be kaveya mayachil lechem and lechem only and not a masashi. Mamish al derech everything we've been saying, but this whole mitzvah is only the first day. Maybe it's not in the minyan emitzvos. Then okay. It's very smart. One thing I'm not sure about is that I was master Yom HaRishon. Even after Berech Hanayel, the should only be Lel Teslov. Right, sorry. It's master Eidon Lel Dorm Harbe, the Chorich Lel Teslov. But the Rambam, if the Rambam, sounds like it's all Yom HaRishon, it's hard to get away. The Rambam says Yom HaRishon, the Brisker of, thought it can't mean it. It must mean the Kazayas, because he didn't have a Reina Chanal. So we have a Reina Chanal, so we could already really be imagined. We were able to really imagine that Yom HaRishon might not just be the Kazayas. It could be literally Yom HaRishon, which is what it sounds like. This girl was like, Meloi Levoi, to say that the Rambam was Yom HaRishon means more than the Kazayas, because he didn't think that Yom HaRishon was the Yachsin. But we have already a Reina Chanal. We know the Rambam is from that school. But at the end of the day, but where do we get from the night to the day? It's not even about Dorm Harbe. So I'm not sure. Master Rabbi Chanan is Lashon. He doesn't say Dorm Harbe. It's Master. It's Master. I don't know. Matzah Zushan Oichlam. It's the Dorm Harbe of Matzah Zushan Oichlam. Master is the Pesachim. It's the Matzahs. It's the Dorm Harbe of describing the Matzahs. He's the Pesachim. Which was already by day. But Lehisbik B'tzeikam, Achshel Nigla Le'Melachem Achem Lochem, that was in Sukkot, that was by the day of Teslov. The events of Matzah Zushan Oichlam. Achshel Lehisbik B'tzeikam, we went out of Mitzrayim in a hurry, that was by day. And then we came to Sukkot and we baked the matzah. And that was all by day. Actually, that wasn't sukkah. The first stop, in a few minutes, we got the sukkah, and then we baked the matzah. We went so fast to sukkah, the matzah wasn't even matzah. So maybe that goes into the Devarim Harbi. Maybe that's the zman. So I don't know the Devarim Harbi. That mitzvah sifri sees the sirens by night, but the Devarim Harbi of what the matzah symbolizes, then maybe that embraces the whole day. And that's the Am Zikaron. That's the Am Zikaron Lechemayim. The day of Bechipozin Yitzot. The Emes. The Emes Pasim. Lechemayim Ki Bechipozin Yitzot in Mitzrayim. Lechemayim is a Zikaron for the Bechipozin Yitzot in Mitzrayim. So this mitzvah that Ram is now inventing is telling us that there's a mitzvah the first day to make a zikaron the lechem ayini. Ram is very striking. Ram's lashon zikaron. There's a mitzvah the first day to make a zikaron for lechem ayini. How? By bikarvei machilas lechem and matzah lechem ayini and matzah shiur. And that's a mitzvah. I think kiddush l'ram. That's a mitzvah the whole first day. And therefore, the Ram, the first day is an issa to eat matzah shiur. Mitzvah to bikarvei machilas lechem and lechem ayini. But that's just with fire in this realm. Yeah. Okay.
Well, but there's if you did to eat Masa Shira, why is there this come from?